Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sunny, windy, and very warm today, a high near 90. And looking ahead, cooler for the weekend, more rain on the way. Get your full forecast with traffic and weather on the 8s on News Radio 1080. It is Thursday, March 26th, and Alan Skaya begins our local coronavirus update.
Dallas County now, it still leads the area and the entire state. They've now confirmed 78 new cases. That was yesterday. Dallas County Health Director Phil Wong says that brings the total in Dallas County to 247.
Our number today was the largest we've had, so definitely no indication of a peak yet. But again, it's really important for everyone to implement the stay home, stay safe practices.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says public and private labs are getting overwhelmed by testing, and he says the county needs help with that. Collin County is now up to 66 cases. They added 13 yesterday. Denton County is up to 70 with 19 reported yesterday. Tarrant County is now at 90 cases. The Fort Worth Fire Department is sending recruits to grocery stores this morning. They're going to be helping vulnerable people get their shopping done. Tom Thumb and Albertson's locations have said they would only let the elderly, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems shop from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The fire chief says that gives recruits an early lesson that giving back to the community is part of the history and the culture of the fire department. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Another case of coronavirus is reported at a Denton State facility, and government leaders are now warning the situation is dire. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
A seventh case of COVID-19 has been reported at the Denton State Supported Living Center, and officials say further spread could overrun the county's medical facilities. City leaders have asked Governor Greg Abbott to create a temporary hospital to combat the virus. The Dallas Morning News reports officials sent a letter imploring the governor for the facility, claiming the center's residents and employees are at, quote, great risk for a rapid, devastating spread of COVID-19 throughout the campus. The campus houses over 400 people with developmental delays or intellectual disabilities with higher risk for a more serious case of COVID-19. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So how will Dallas police deal with enforcing the current stay-at-home declaration? Some have been questioning if they'll be stopped and asked about their business during the order. But Dallas Police Association President Mike Mata says they will not be stopping anyone and asking for proof that they're an essential worker.
Good for them to have that paper on them, just in case. But, you know, obviously if somebody is in scrubs or in a doctor's coat, you know, we're pretty good at deductive reasoning that they're an exception to this rule and they're in a profession that is exempt.
Mata says they will break up gatherings of 10 or more if they see them, but will not cite or arrest anyone, but rather they will explain the order. He says all officers have been briefed about their roles. President Trump issues a major disaster declaration for Texas. Senator John Cornyn says it should help the state acquire needed resources in fighting the coronavirus.
Disaster relief declaration frees up FEMA and different supply lines of equipment and resources and additional money.
The state still in need of masks, personal protection equipment, and gloves. The governor is calling for donors and volunteers to help in the fight. For more information, go to texas.gov. It appears the federal coronavirus relief bill will soon be approved by the House. And as KRLD's LP Phillips reports, there are companies in North Texas that say approving that bill cannot happen soon enough.
The impact of the bill can be capsulized by the Rowlett company, Wing Aero Products. It's a small firm, 15 if you count the owners, but they've been in business for 34 years, packing books that pilots and aircraft mechanics use. General Manager Jonathan Foles says they are lucky enough to have deep pockets. Some of their customers are not.
This will help them probably more than it helps us, because in the short term, it means they get to stay open, not just that they can start looking ahead. They get to keep the doors open when they're not making any revenue.
He says it's critical for those customers to survive, for Wing Aero Products to survive. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Fort Worth Public Library will be collecting donations of personal protective equipment today. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has details.
Items that the Fort Worth Library will be collecting on behalf of the city include hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, surgical masks, and non-contact digital thermometers.
We want only supplies that are new, and if they are supplies that normally come in a box, we want them to be in a box.
Library Director Manya Shore says regardless of the good intent, that means no homemade surgical masks.
I know that there are people making masks inside their homes, not something that our first responders in our medical community want or need right now.
Items may be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at the Southwest Regional, East Regional, Summer Glen, and Northwest Libraries. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Travel restrictions have kept some Americans who are abroad from coming home, but American Airlines is stepping up to help, as we hear from KRLD's Kristen Diaz.
Beginning today, Fort Worth-based American Airlines will operate 7 special flights from Latin America. Their passengers are U.S. citizens who have been stuck there due to coronavirus-related travel restrictions. Flights will depart from 3 different cities in Honduras and Sao Paulo, Brazil, to the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. These flights will also provide much-needed cargo capacity. American says they vow to not only take care of their customers during this uncertain time, but to also help keep the world's economy moving. The airline will aid in shipping important goods, including pharmaceuticals, electronics, and produce. Flights from DFW to Sao Paulo, Brazil, will also be available for purchase to assist in getting Brazilian citizens home. Those flights will begin operating on Friday, March 27th. Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Criminals are taking advantage of the coronavirus pandemic, looking to scam you out of your money. The Tarrant County DA's office has posted a video on YouTube warning that scammers are resorting to spam emails and robocalls looking to trick you into giving them your financial information. Here's what one of those robocalls sounds like.
Response Act has made coronavirus testing more accessible immediately. If you want to receive a free testing kit delivered overnight to your home, press 1. If you do not want your free testing, press 2.
Officials say there is no such thing as an at-home coronavirus testing kit. Pressing 1 or 2 will give the scammers access to your personal information. If you get such a call, hang up immediately. And this was supposed to be opening day for the Texas Rangers. Before the world got turned upside down, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says baseball is working on a plan to play as many games as possible this season. Get continuing coronavirus coverage on air all day from News Radio 1080. The latest information is updated 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.